sounds like, though, he sounds to me like he was justified. Y'all aggravated him.
He wouldn't bother us if we'd leave him alone.
Uh-huh.
We like to play with him.
A couple of mean little boys, sounds like.
Yeah, both together. I put two together.
What do you call a male hog?
Boar. Bar.
What do you,
hog.
Let's see. What do you call, is there a name for a female hog?
Well, a sow is a, one big enough to have pigs, a sow, and then a little one's a gilt.
Okay. If you don't want a male hog to be able to breed, what do you have to have done to him?
Cut him.
Okay. What do you call one that's had that done to
him? Well, just a bar.
Okay.
No.
What do you call those stiff things that they have on their backs?
Hair.
Okay. What do you call those big teeth that a hog has?
Tush.
Okay. You ever see any around here hogs that have grown up wild?
No. I guess they are not really wild. You couldn't walk up to them and pet them, but...
Yeah.
Not a wild hog.
What do you call the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
this bawling.
Okay. And what do you call it? Sort of a gentle noise that a cow makes at feeding time.
This boo. She's a bawling, but I guess she's talking to you.
What do you call a gentle noise that a horse makes? A little soft noise.
Just a little nicker.
Okay. And if you've got some horses and mules and cows and so on and they're getting hungry, you say you have to go out and feed them. What?
Well, just give them hay or corn or oats or whatever you...
If you got to go feed hens and turkeys and geese and stuff like that, you say, well, I got to go feed the what's?
Chickens and turkeys, geese.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
Well.
Call her anything?
No, but she might be just a setting. It's a setting hen.
Okay.
If you're going to leave her on the eggs, is that what you mean to hatch them?
Yeah.
Just a setting hen.
Okay. When you have fried chicken, and we call it piece that kids like to get and pull it apart, you know, and one end breaks bigger than the other. And, well, did you ever have a name for that piece?
Well, if I could think of what it is, not a wing, is it? That pulled breast.
Do you think, but you don't stop me, okay?
Breast.
Okay.
You spread it apart, the breast.
Yeah, and it breaks in the middle, and it's supposed to do a little finger. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? Like the liver and the heart and the gizzard. What do you call that stuff?
Well, that's what I'd call it. Liver and the heart and the chicken.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Well, it's liver and heart. I tell you, we have, and lots of people have, eat the entrails.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My mother used to get them and put them on a board, you know, and just scrape that out of there, just the entrail, and wash them out and soak them. Get them clean, skin them, get that skin off the side of it, and that's just meat. Get it clean.
Uh-huh.
And that might not sound good to you, but the way she'd fix them pieces, she'd cut them in pieces and cook them, bake them or something. I don't know. It wouldn't be, do you know how to